Stay tuned after this podcast for a song by yours truly, Tomcat, aka Tom Thompson, called The Haunting. Stay tuned, motherfuckers. Welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast. I got Justin back in the house.
Justin Taze.
Gotta get a little closer to the microphone.
Sorry about that.
So we're just chilling out. It's a good old Thursday. What'd you do for New Year's?
I did fuck all on New Year's. Though just before, I went to the casino for my first time and lost $80 right off the hop.
Right? That's funny. I didn't go to that many casinos, like, obviously growing up and shit, and like, but I went to a couple in Niagara and everything, and I just, like, my buddy just taught me, he's like, don't play the tables, don't do any shit, he's like, walk around, have a little fun, and play the slots, and I was at fucking Niagara the one time, the Niagara casino, and Chelsea's, like, my girlfriend, just, like, throwing, like, $10 or something, and I was, like, I was gonna do 20, and from that $10, I won fucking $250, and I was, like, let's just go spend this, so we went down to, like, all the arcade game shit and bought drinks and everything. It was fucking sick. Bad. I didn't do much all for New Year's either. I just stayed and drank. We went out to like get a drink beforehand and everything, but nothing too crazy. I'm getting older and I don't need to fucking be partying and heavily drinking anymore than being 20.
We need to be. We just can't handle it.
Yeah, I know. I need to. I was drink, but you know, I'm just not gonna go all nuts anymore. And it's a waste of fucking money.
That's true. it's a lots waste of money gone to make a fool of yourself.
Yep. Exactly. And it's there was like a quote, and it's like, so what we're going to get into, and actually we got just for fun, I guess, is Jay and Silent Bob in the background, just because I fucking love these motherfuckers. And it's just something in the background to like peer our eyes at, I guess.
Something to pay attention to.
Well, yeah, no, we have to pay attention to this shit.
Well, yeah. It's going to get
deep. All right, so we're talking about the Black Eyed Children. Justin doesn't know anything about this phenomenon.
Something about they come to your door.
Yeah. Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Can you say phenomenon 5 times fast?
Phenomenon, 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 phenomenon.
All right.
I don't know if that was right.
Gotta say red leather, yellow leather 5 times fast.
Red, yellow leather, yellow. Can't even do it once.
I know, it's hard, eh? Okay, so the Black Eyed Children is a phenomenon. Every time I say that, when I say, so funny. All right, the phenomenon has become popular in the 90s because of, like, Coast to Coast. Coast to Coast AM was a conspiracy radio show.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Well, yeah, like kind of a podcast, but yes, it was a radio. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Before podcasting was podcasting, I guess.
Exactly.
You're very right about that. It was a conspiracy-based radio show, like, and they would do, like, I used to love listening to this shit, like, I used to always find it on YouTube, and they'd always have different guests on, and, there was Art Bell, one of the hosts throughout the 90s, is great, he's always, like, had pause and made it trippy, and then a guy named George Norrie, great host. I'm George Norrie, and this is Coast to Coast, and we have some crazy guests on today. I cannot do a George Norrie voice, but, you know, you can be a horrible person and still be famous.
That's true.
Look at Paris Hilton and the Kardashians.
As long...
Aren't I right?
That's very true.
Okay, so people are having strange encounters with these kids whose entire eyes are black, and they insist to come in your home or your vehicle. So these children seem not to be able to enter the homes unless they're invited.
Okay.
Like vampires, almost. Like the folklore vampires of vampires.
And spirits are a lot like that. There's certain things with spirits.
But, yeah, and it's like the folklore of that. Like, even in, the, I remember, I think it was a Goosebumps episode where there was like a family moved across the street that were vampires and they couldn't come in, and even the parents invited them. And the black-eyed children look like most human children, between ages 6 to 16, but very pale skin. And completely dark, blackened eyes.
So, like, demonic? So, an
almost like an albino, but not a redhead. but
albinos
with black
aren't
eyes.
Redheads.
Most times, or they don't have, oh yeah, their hair's white.
Their eyes are, some people are fucked up, okay?
So, it's like albino kids with black eyes, essentially. That dark and black eyes, creepy looking fucks. when people have been in contact with them, they always get an uneasy feeling. They seem to give this, like, overwhelming feeling of depression and anxiety. Whether they're in their presence or even, like, when they're in their presence, they feel this. And, like, even, not gonna lie, I was really, really stoned when I researched this shit. But I was researching all this shit about these black-eyed children and, watching videos and stuff. And then, like, I, like, just felt literally uncomfortable and uneasy. I think it was probably because I was stoned and thinking too much into it.
Yeah, but then at the same time, maybe just thinking about something like that can trigger it, right?
That's what I was thinking too, though, that's a good case, because me thinking about it and the feeling of what that would feel like, probably could give myself that feeling.
And draw them towards you, maybe, depending how they work.
I literally was thinking about, like, what if, like, I was superstar, and I was in my living room upstairs on the table typing this out, listening to another podcast, and I was, like, looking on the window, I was, like, imagine if they just, like, fucking, like, were, like, knocked at my door. It was fucking shitty knock. But, and knocking on my door and shit, I was like, oh, I'd be fucking tripping out. And then literally I felt like I was going to green out. Really weird. Oh, like, I've never greened out my entire life. And then I took a drink of water and I was fine. Because I felt like I was going to throw up or something. Because the uneasy feeling. And I thought that was my own head playing tricks on me. I told my girlfriend that. And she's like, it's just your fucking head. It's playing tricks on you. I was like, I know. You could be fucking totally right. But they have very pale skin. There's even been cases, which are not many, but there's been sightings that have even said these unusual childlike, but some, they're usually like just children, but there's even been some reports seeing even talons on their feet and other demonic features.
Oh, so they're not just straight up children. They got like, most people see that. Maybe the rest of the people see the rest of them.
Yeah, you know, or you're paying attention more. To their senses. Oh, you could be right about that too.
I don't know. That's
I never heard about that before I did all this research. Like, I've heard about this case a long time ago, but I never did like all the research into all this crazy shit. And I probably could have went deeper with that. But they usually travel in pairs. Or sometimes they're like, there's rare times they're in groups, but that has happened. But usually they're pairs or threes.
Yeah, not alone. Never alone.
Usually not, which is even kind of creepier.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going up against one motherfucker. You're going up against two.
Yeah, and they're children.
They may be children, but these children aren't scared of you.
You know, yeah. They're always commonly described as wearing dated clothes. There's been a lot of descriptions of, like, their clothes being from a different time period, which would be even creepier.
What are the guys that...
Their lanterns, and it's like...
Yeah, have them. What are they called?
Lanterns?
No, people.
Oh, the Amish and the Mennonites, those people that are living in the fucking Stone Age. Get with it, because you won't even listen to this, because you can't fucking have technology. God, I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a story. Fucking last year, I think it was last year, I was on Boxing Day, okay, like, because this just kind of passed, and I was at my girlfriend's house. Her mom's house, actually, her parents' house, and we were sitting there chilling. I think we were alone. We were just drinking, and fucking, she's had a Mennonite family move down the street in this big house. It's in the country, but it's like a lot of them. Okay,
yeah,
it's
like a fucking whole pile of them just loaded in.
Yeah, and it's very weird because on Boxing Day they went out with lanterns. And, there was, like, at least, like, I don't know, four girls that were fucking young to the age of, like, 14, 15. And then, three or four guys, same kind of age range. And they're all walking down the street, and we were super fucking high and drinking. And they're holding lanterns. And
even the kids?
No, that's what's trippy. They were knocking on doors, and they wanted to sing carols. Because they're probably bored, because they don't have anything to do.
Okay.
And they knocked on our doors, I was looking through the thing, and I was like, yo, they're fucking carrying lanterns. This is weird. And they're wearing Amish clothing, and it was pitch dark night.
Yeah.
It was creepy, and we were looking at the windows, and Chelsea's like, I can still see them, and they're down there, holding their fucking lanterns. And they're trying to, there's only, maybe 10 houses on, because she lives out in the country.
Yeah.
They're all a certain span apart, and they went to, every house, and nobody answered, because it's fucking creepy. We watch them walk back and they're all skipping and shit and wearing their outdated clothes. It's like, yeah. Am I staring at something from the fucking 18th century? Like, this is fucking weird.
I'd have answered just trip balls because that would be high as fuck.
Chelsea was too scared. I probably would have, but as soon as I opened the door, I would have been laughing. I wouldn't have felt bad after. I'm like, this is fucked. I'm really high.
I'd probably be like, y'all, can I come chill for a day and we can all just get baked as tits?
I'll teach you about the realities of existence. They'll teach you about the reptilians. You know what those are? Your religion would not think of this. No. So funny. You want to talk about some crazy shit? You guys literally live in the 18th century. These dudes live in the fucking 3000th century. Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean? They'd like be 10 times different. Hey, they had a swastika shaped fucking base on the moon that the Nazis made. Did you know that? And you guys still believe you carry lanterns. Like, that's so fucked. So funny. Just gotta make sure.
They wouldn't even know if we're lying or not.
We're going to take a little break on this just quickly. You guys won't notice, but because my fucking stupid friend, he's kind of stupid. He put, on the way home back from work, he put diesel into the gas engine because the cap said diesel, but his dad replaced it because he's boring his dad's truck. Put diesel in it. We're going down the road. I was why? Like, put, and it went slow. We had to pull off, and then we had to fucking pull back out. And now the truck's sitting on my sitting in front of my house. I have the keys. And I have to fucking run up and give the fucking tow truck driver a fucking keys. And then tell him his number that's written on my arm. I don't know what. Is it?
Should we
code.
Tell all them?
Yeah, so they can get AAA in Canada or tow truck. I don't even know what tow truck company
I guess
it would
we
be.
We don't need to give them that.
No, they don't need that. They're from all sorts of countries. Which we all love you. We all love the listens. Keep on getting it. It's like good nutrition. Good for the soul. Listen to my rap songs. they're comedy, but there's been a lot of reports saying they wear modern day clothes. They just look like modern kids, usually like hoodies and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, alright.
The black eyed children always seem to ask for something.
What? I thought we were taking a break.
Oh, we are soon.
Okay.
Well, I said we'll have to soon.
Okay.
I'm not going to stand outside for 15 minutes hoping that this truck comes. I'd rather wait and then they can stand outside waiting for me.
Yeah. That's
if I hear
true.
A knock, then I'd be very upset. always very honest on this podcast. But the black eyed children always seem to ask for something. It seems to be something to be involved with you being alone. Like, can I come in your car, sir? And can I come for a ride?
Yeah, like they know you're by yourself.
I don't know
yourself.
Why I think they're British, but it just sounds well, fair.
Please, sir, may I have some more? That's exactly what that
like,
sounded like to
hey,
me.
Can I come for
that's
a ride?
A little out of the age.
Yeah. Right? Well, 16. We have some nerdy, pimply fuck. Hey, dude, can I just jump in
that's
your ride?
That's a little different. And I'd be like, fuck no, you're going to shoot me up like you shot up your school.
Yeah, you're very
sorry.
Right.
Too soon.
Too soon,
it's
no.
Always
it's never too soon.
It never ends.
It never ends because the government's setting that up. And if you want to talk about some shit, listen to Alex Jones because he says that the fucking, the kid one with the shooting of the kids was all fucking faked. Who knows? Oh. No, the kids are all, they're actually, there's real deaths based on that. But I think that CIA operatives always conduct this or they're under MKUltra because all of them look like they're fucked and they're always on psychotropic drugs. Is that what it is? I think it's psychotropic. They're on all these like just psychic fucking the fucking
DMT?
Word. No, they're on like prescription pills from doctors for psychiatric shit.
Oh, okay. So they're all just crazy kids, and their doctors like here, take these.
No,
pills,
and
they,
or the and CIA is giving them the pills, and they're fucking.
Well, just, they're doctors.
Just like the Batman shooting, the
quote,
Batman theater.
Quotes to the doctor.
Fucking CIA, you can go fuck yourself, NSA, if you're listening to this. Oh, Jesus. They always or come into your house and use your car. Like, you know, it's fucking, all of a sudden you hear a knock. Yeah? I need to come into your house. Like,
no.
And they like, open the door and then be like, what do you fucking want? Why are you here like 12 o'clock at night?
Yeah, man? Exactly.
So fucking creepy.
To pick up a car.
To pick up the car, yeah. Gonna be a tow truck. The tow truck driver that's coming here now is gonna be like a kid. Be like, I need to get those keys, sir. I don't know why I keep making them fucking British. They don't have to be British.
It sounds right. It does.
There are no reports of what happens when you actually let the black eyed children in your house, but we do have a story about what happens. In the car or your home, all stories come back from people who saw them and chose not to let them in or just plain get the fuck out of there.
All right.
You know what I mean? The early sightings of the black-eyed kid was a journalist, Brian Bethel, in 1996. The story has become an internet phenomenon. It inspired many creepypasta stories.
Okay.
You know what creepypasta is?
Yeah, like...
creepy stories.
Yeah.
But fucked up ones.
Yeah. Handwritten.
Yeah. A little bunch of punk assholes. In 2014, a British paper reported the sightings of the black-eyed children around the world were increasing. It's only a couple years ago.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, and we're drinking on a fucking Jack Daniels tonight.
I haven't drank Jack Daniels in a while.
And it's fucking harsh.
Can I get another drink?
I'm doing shots now.
Fuck that.
Oh, well, I would rather not sip on it. I'd rather just take shots of it.
I'll ruin your mic with the vomit.
That's hilarious.
Pop, dude.
You want some pap?
Yeah, you can drink it for me if you like, but...
some pap. All right, here's some pap.
Holy, the pap is almost gone.
Well, I have some more pap upstairs.
All right, the pap is in the clear.
We're always drinking on this. Maybe there'll be a one day where we'll get really serious about a subject and not drink, but it helps me deal with all these fucking things I have to research and that I've been thinking about for many years of why I need to have this podcast. But, like, all these fucking sightings seem to increase. You know what I mean? Like, people are like, what is going on? This is weird.
It just popped out of nowhere and kind of kept spreading from there.
Yeah, just like fucking STDs, man. Because the government created all the STDs.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Make men fuck monkey. Monkey give you disease.
I don't care where it came from. Why do we keep spreading it?
In 1975, AIDS was created inside a laboratory. That's an ill bill line.
Yeah, but these fuckers, if you got AIDS, don't fuck anyone.
No, I get it. Well, no, what happened was they gave a bunch of people AIDS through different vaccinations and shit, and they only mostly tried to give people that were gay, black, or Hispanic so they could kill off their population. Yeah, and then it spread to everybody else because you think they just fuck each other's cultures? Like,
no.
Stupid fucking Ronald Reagan fucking
but
government.
Like, it fucking just keeps going. It's not done yet.
No, and also, I believe most diseases were created by aliens, like the Black Plague, cancer, all these things were created by different forces so they could have souls more readily to eat.
Whoa.
Yeah. I just tripped Justin out. Okay, so generally, one of the child in the pair, the older one, will be the shameless in approaching strangers and insist upon coming inside. Like, come on, sir, I need to come in and I need to take a shit in a toilet. Like, I fucking don't know what all these accents are. When me and Billy did this, I started touching upon some accents I should do. Like, you know, come inside.
So
all the excuses. Like, no, but our parents, that we need to call our parents because our parents are worried about us.
They got these big old black eyes.
Yes.
One of them's freaking out.
Think about it. I'm just looking at you or look at me. Yeah. Imagine, like, your whole pupil takes up the whole eye.
See,
I'd be like,
I'm picturing not even eyelids, man.
Just no. They have eyelids. Their whole irises takes up. And the thing is, I've been on mushrooms, and I've seen my girlfriend. I've seen my buddy like, fucked up mushrooms, and his pupil took over his whole iris. And it's like, that's even trippy as hell to look at someone looking like fucked up on mushrooms like that.
To see somebody die.
Even when I got my girlfriend and me did mushrooms for the first time with her and shit, I was like, yo, your pupils are so big. Like, I was like, it's tripping me out. Because, like, even having your whole fucking eye covered would be
me
trippy.
With Molly, they just go, pew!
Yeah, I know, it's true. Some MDMA. That can actually help people with fucking PTSD, supposedly. Yeah. But in small doses, because it makes you feel really depressed afterwards.
That's why you stay on it.
No, that's why you don't, Justin.
That's why you don't do it.
Don't do drugs,
guys.
Jesus Christ.
Drugs are just bad, okay?
So, like, but the younger child would appear quiet and shy.
Yeah.
Male kid, more dominant. Or male kid, I mean, like, older kid, more dominant. Some witnesses report feeling a strong urge to help or protect their younger child. So that's weird.
Yeah, like the teenagers just right messed up.
No, they're what I think what's saying what like where I got this from is they saying that when they've seen these kids and they want to come into their house, especially if it's parents, they feel they're like protecting their youngest.
Teenagers are angry,
which makes me think because I don't remember this when me and Billy did try to cover this. Kids? Yeah, their own kids. They get this weird feeling in this like they have the overwhelming feeling of the depression, and then they want to like coddle their own kid and like, get scared and want to protect the youngest, which makes me think of shit we'll get to later of what we think they might be. Because it makes sense with some reptilian shit.
Especially with the shape-shifting kind of stuff.
With the weird fucking goat feet or whatever.
And children and...
Other than that, they like insist about coming inside. The children are usually polite, though. Like, please, can we use your phone, sir?
Yeah.
I would like to get in your home, sir.
Probably until it gets to, like, a panicking point that the person's like, no, see, I look, don't I just care said, what your problem
they,
is.
They use the word, please, sir or ma'am, when talking to him. Ma'am, my mother is a crack addict and we need to get her to an ambulance.
You that... both look like you're on fucking crack, too, with your big old black eyes.
No. Have you recently done mushrooms? Your eyes look fucked. They usually leave without a fuss when they are rejected. Good. Stay the fuck out of my life.
Me?
No, the fucking black-eyed children. Witnesses have reported even strange happenings around these children to suggest they have incredible powers.
Oh, like some Annie or whatever the fuck the the movie where the chick goes crazy in the middle of the
Carrie?
Room. Carrie.
Carrie, yes. Carrie's a good movie.
Like these kids doing this shit, though?
Yeah, the poor pig's blood on Carrie. Poor Carrie.
What?
At the end.
I've never seen it.
So it's a good movie. They redid it and it was terrible. First, they probably have some form of psychic or telepathic abilities. Witnesses have reported the children staring at each other as if in silent communication.
Like
just like looking at you.
Telepathy.
And, yeah, telepathy. It's like looking at you, is giving you a weird look. Like, I don't know if they're gonna let us in. They seem a little sketched out that we have black
eyes. Meanwhile, they're
eyes.
Normal kids. You're just high as fuck on mushies.
And calling out to adults before they came into view, so they would be like, "Oh, mommy," and then it just like wouldn't appear. Like that's weird.
Oh,
like doing weird, just like behavior that is not normal. Childlike behavior.
Yeah.
Very fucking weird.
Huh.
I know. They also have tracked some individuals from town to town, despite the individuals moving in secret, changing his phone number using a fake name. I don't remember. Oh, weird. There's been cases where, I forgot about this, they literally would these things would follow them, supposedly these children would keep showing up even people would like change their names, their fucking like, and there was one case about this, I guess I fucking don't remember this
like the family fucking moved and got followed,
yeah, and they were these same kids showing up.
Oh my god,
that'd be trippy.
That'd be awful.
Leave me alone. Jesus. They're famous for the ability to manipulate emotion, inspiring fear, panic, and dread. So strong that witnesses tremble or sweat, and animals hide. So that's pretty trippy, actually.
Yeah.
If animals have a bad reaction to something, it is usually fucking right.
Yeah, exactly.
My cat's always staring at some shit that is not there. Like, I'll see her watch shit with her eyes that is not moving. It's not particles or bugs.
Hours before storms, cattle and everything. Yeah. They're like, yeah, it's gonna be a bad
Let's
lay down.
We've lost our ability to connect with nature and Mother Earth and everything that's going on, and we've disconnected ourselves from nature, so I think that has to play with it.
Magnetic connection, kind of like how birds use magnets in their brain or something.
That's very fucked. You know how birds fly? You know how they can get up in the air? Their bones are hollow.
Yeah, so they're just they're so light, they just throw themselves up there, yeah.
It's fucking trippy as shit they can do that.
That's fine.
And what we'll talk about, me and Justin are definitely talking about on some future episode, will be a bird race of aliens, too.
Oh!
Very trippy, and that they put the birds here for a reason. I don't know if they did or not, but we'll see. But they inspire fear and panic, these kids. Every time you see them, it's something fucking trippy and dread. So strong that a witness... Oh, I just fucking just said this goddamn shit. they also can exercise a hypnotic pull on their victims. Okay. Like hypnosis, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, make them do suggestive things. Like, we'll get into some stories, but like, you know, like... Just, you know,
pretty much they do what they tell you to.
Almost like in a hypnotic trance, some people are doing shit that is like...
Okay, yeah, you can come in.
Like making them feel like they should open the door.
Yeah, exactly. Let the kids in. Like please, they're feeling, please come into my house.
Yeah, I think I need to help you. Please, sir, can I have some more? Second, the children seem to have an electric or radioactive field around them. Flickering lights and power outages are common when the children pop up.
Okay, so they fuck with the, like...
Because, like... Electricity, you were just mentioning the electromagnetic waves that we have, like... This is one of my favorite... Vinny Paz's first albums with Jedi Mind Tricks, I think it was with, or they were under a different name, but it was the... I think it was called the Psychosocial Chemical Biological Manipulation of Human Consciousness.
Whoa.
And it was based on, he's like, I, back in the day, thought this sounded like some dope shit, but now, in retrospective, it's fucking crazy, because it's such, because he says it's the electric biological, it's based on a book, a guy that's under a certain name. I have to show you some of his shit, because I'll do an episode about him. I doubt anyone really has really heard about this dude, really. His name is Val Valerian, or Valerium. Oh. And,
maybe I have.
That's a movie called Valerian.
Oh, okay.
But his name is like Val Valerium, or Valerian. I can't remember exactly. I think it's Val Valerian. And that's his code name, I think.
Is he the guy that walked into the White House?
No. This is a dude that wrote a bunch of crazy fucking books. He's, that was, I think, one of his first books was the Psychosocial, like, I can't even go with that name again.
Okay.
But... He also wrote other books that were all based on, like civilizations living on Mars and, like legit shit. And he does an interview, I'll have to show you sometime, which is just, like, audio, and you can find it on YouTube. And he says, like, that he's, like, I've always taken this from him. He's, like, I don't believe things. I know things. I know things to be the truth.
Okay,
he's seen enough to prove to himself that he knows that this is fucking going on. And that I gotta show you this interview. I just used to listen to all this audio crazy shit of people that I liked and like conspiracy like theorists, and his was very interesting. You can find the four parts. We just look at Val Valerian on fucking YouTube, and it's crazy shit.
Okay.
So the second the children seem to have where am I at right now? This is even crazier. One witness, because all these, like, you know, the biological, the shift within their energy and shift, like, and fucking with the electromagnetic fields and stuff. One supposedly witness claimed that she left the children inside and since has suffered from nosebleeds and been diagnosed with advanced skin cancer. Consistent with exposure to massive radiation. Isn't that
the cancer?
Yeah. It consists with the cancer that would be part of massive radiation.
What if
radiation?
It's like a cloaking device, and the cloaking device is radioactive, and as their children are touching them, it's...
Or coming into their homes, and they're so close.
Yeah.
We'll talk about what they may be, but
we'll get there.
Yeah, that's fucked. Oh, another shot of whiskey. Getting that down. Good old Jackie Jack boy.
Oh, it's fucking... awful.
I just want to mention on the side point, I really fucking want to do a Kennedy episode. Just in the whole thing, and I think this just needs to be a day where we can just get super stoned and just, like, go through, like, a 2-hour, because I want to go through the history of the Kennedys. It is fucked.
Oh, just a big one?
Yeah, and I'm gonna...
A big one to start the fucking New Year's off, too.
Well, and we'll get to that. I've got lots of ones we can do first, actually, like, fun ones, but... I just really have been reading this book, and, like, you need to... There's a great documentary, just a shout out on Netflix, about Bobby Kennedy, his brother, and it's just phenomenal. I started watching when I was drunk one night, and I was like, this is, like... I was, like, fucking all into it, like, crying. I'm getting all into it. It's fucking nuts what the fuck is going on and shit. And I'm a whole, like, I'm reading a book all about his family and stuff, JFK and everything. Like,
yeah.
And, you know, I always, like, painted him to be this more saint than he was, but he fucked up a lot of shit and, like, stuff that he did wrong. And, like, baying the pigs government. And stuff. Yeah, like, this, he tried to invade in Cuba. It's very fucking interesting.
Wow.
A lot of interesting shit. We will touch on the Trump. Subject, so just get fucking ready. Just Trump. Did you say that? Fucking worst president in history. I just thought it was funny that he was outside. You got what you want. You got an independent leader, right? He's a...
I guess.
They're all... But, you know, I've said this fucking numerous times. You know, we have a lot of people that listen in the States and stuff, and, like, that... They're fucking... It's all the same fucking person.
The problem
is... The person that's puppeting all this shit is higher than anyone will fucking understand.
They didn't want Clinton winning, and even Trump... has found proof and gotten Russia to prove that
I wouldn't
they
want Hillary Clinton to win
thing.
Either if I lived down there because
yeah.
Hillary Clinton wanted to wage war with North Korea as soon as she started and Trump
Hillary
actually
Clinton
would
have fucking blacked out or whatever halfway
yeah.
through every
well,
conference
well, that's because
she
she's a reptilian. If you're listening to this and you are from the States, Hillary Clinton is 100% the most documented eyes that have been shape-shifted on camera ever. And even when they did fucking stupid Josh... What's his name? Fucking Jesse Ventura and the conspirators. Fucking they tried to go to a video photographer that is really well in this, and he couldn't explain a couple of the videos that are on YouTube of, like, Hillary Clinton's eye shape-shifting. Yeah, so she, it's all bad. All government's bad, no matter what it is. We need to rise up as a people. 100%. 100%. All right. 100%. The children sometimes have an ability to speak, but it may be limited, like, it's just, like, short sentences. Sometimes it's important that they could only say one or two phrases.
What they need to say.
Yeah. We need to use your phone, or our parents are coming soon, I swear, they're coming soon.
Huh.
they might always be struck using old-fashioned expressions. Thanks, Justin.
You're welcome.
They use old-fashioned expressions... like telegraph instead of telephone, that would be trippy. But like, can I use your telegraph? I'm like, what the fuck is a telegraph? I'll boot you in the face, little child.
I honestly don't know what a telegraph is. Is that the beep, beep, beep?
Yeah,
oh my
yeah.
God.
Yeah. You know how trippy that is? Well, you're sending a telegraph. SOS, some children with black eyes are here. I'm pretty sure that's what a telegraph is.
Maybe that's back when that was a thing, though.
What, when these children, man, if these children went around for that long, and I've got so many podcasts coming up that I'm researching that are so fucking fun and fucked.
Right.
Just, like, some of this shit back in the day. Oh, fuck. But that's fucking weird. Like, how stupid are these fucks?
Yeah.
Sometimes they make nonsense requests, like asking for ketchup to put on an apple. Why would that make sense, though? Can I put a ketchup on this apple?
This kid is on shrooms.
Yeah, yo. I 100% believe that. Other witnesses described the
one
children...
One of them is.
I can't believe I'm laughing about that. As having an intelligent and responsive, like only like what some of the children have been. For example, if we tell them they can't come in or inside to use your telephone, they might ask, can we come inside to use your bathroom or to warm up? Because our non-existent dicks are fucking not there because they might be grays.
That's what I've been thinking.
We'll get into it. We'll get into it. Fucking where am I?
Before tractor beams.
Yeah. No, this is the time where tractor beams were very well used. Although in the 1990s, although that's when it started getting recorded, but they sound like they're from the fucking...
They need more options.
Yeah. Although the children have been active in broad daylight, they seem to prefer traveling, walking at night. Their activities surge around the Halloween. They're more often around Halloween.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
Is that fucked?
Well, that's Halloween. The whole point is, like, the spirits are coming out, and you put out your pumpkins, or your yams, or whatever the fuck it was.
Yams?
I
don't know what you're talking about. Fucking... Those stupid...
Any kind of gourd.
No, but you know what they... Remember we talked about this?
Yeah, that's what I mean. By the way.
It was the fucking turnip. It was a goddamn turnip.
It was a turn up or
the tow truck finally came. We had to smoke it.
Not
I remember it wasn't a yam. I don't know how the fuck you'd stick a candle in a yam.
It's still gourd. It's in my pocket.
All right. Okay, now we're getting to stories, which is the fun part.
All right, I need to take a bong rip first.
Yeah, obviously. We're Canadian. This is all we do all day long if we could. We don't say practice at work, don't smoke weed before you're too young. There we go. So,
smoke weed all time.
I think this is, I think this is like Death Star. I think that's what you call it. I think that's what my buddy calls it. Like, fuck, I get it from dispensaries and friends, so. Oh, my buddy gives me deals, though, so I'd rather go through them.
Yeah, exactly.
He gave me, he always asked for a sativa and an indica. I want both kinds. Last time he gave me some bomb shit. It was like fucking, God, fuck, I can't even remember the name. All these fucking funky names for weed nowadays. It was like an AK blend with AK-47 and fucking something else.
Yeah, they give all these names, but I know. Who the fuck knows? As babies long as you know babies. Your indica to sativa.
Phenomenon. This is the guy that we talked about before in 1996. He did a report, like, or he was a reporter. He did a thing about these kids, and this is a story, supposedly. Brian Bethel was approached by two preteens who wanted to ride home in front of a movie theater. Bethel felt the situation was bizarre. Once he saw their eyes, he felt immense fear and fight or flight response. You know what that means? That's your reptilian side of your brain.
Oh.
Remember we talked about this before?
We're at the core of your brain.
Your core brain is a reptilian brain on top of a mammalian brain on top of a human brain. So like because of our brains and how they respond to things, at the core of our brain is to either you fight it or you fucking run.
But if you look at, like, if you look at a crocodile or something, they're a lot more quick to think to that.
Well, and
that's all they think, right?
And that's why when we talked about, on the last podcast that we did, the alien abduction episode, we talked about Alex Collar, which I've told you about him, and he's been on my songs and shit. And he kind of says that you should, if you see a gray, you can say, I have my own free will and all this shit, and that you can get them the back down, right?
Oh, okay.
But if you meet a reptilian, he says, like, run. You can't do anything, run.
Oh, they have their own free will, too.
Yeah, they'll just fuck you up and shit.
The grays don't.
Well, we'll get into all that crazy fucking shit, but, like, that whole response, right? Like, and so the children were especially, they almost, like, didn't sound like kids, which I kind of said.
Yeah, they sound demonic or different.
Maybe, when they talked to him, it was like, hey, sir, can we come in your car?
Oh.
I would be like, no, you can't.
Yeah, no, get the fuck out of here. I don't know.
Or like
deal
a kid that's
that
been
shit.
Smoking too long, like, hey, sir, can I come in your car? Like,
lots of kids do smoke.
You should not smoke cigarettes, even though we just had one. It's not good for your fucking health. Do not smoke those sticks that are made of cancer.
Fucking cancer sticks.
Why is it cancer sticks in my ass?
Huh?
Justin just muttered to himself about cancer sticks.
Oh, sorry. I thought that'd be loud.
that's why you're coughing. when Bethel hesitated to let them in the car, one of them became overly persistent and angry. Like, fucking, let me in your car! Just let me in! Just fucking freak out my face went red.
Like, trying to, this guy's face went, like, red.
Like, being
a matching cord.
I know, fuck.
Oh, and your tattoo.
And, like, he's like, I was like, why did I write down this number for the tow truck? Because I said, I mentioned I did write down this weird number. And he's like, oh, it's just
if
there was the response unit or something. And I was like, so I didn't even need to write this down.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. So, like, Beth promptly drove away. This was the first encounter that got reported, right?
Okay, this is the first time they've ever been spoken of.
Yeah, essentially. But who knows about back in the day.
Reported.
Yeah. A man was spending his weekend camping in a remote location by the beach. He was preparing a fire when he was approached by two young men, possibly in their teens, asking if they could share his tent for the evening. The man had been alone in the woods the last time he checked, so apparently he felt very uncomfortable, especially when he saw the boy's eyes, which were, of course, black, darkened, crazy-looking eyes. He retreated to his tent, but the remainder of the night, he was tortured and subject to bags of the boys wanting to be let in. Is that super creepy? Like, if you that would creep me out. Like, when I was a kid, I rented, what is that fucking movie with that girl in the woods? Blair Witch Project. I rented, okay, get this, I was like fucking 12. I rented from Blockbuster, Blair Witch Project, and Scooby-Doo. Watched Scooby-Doo first.
Of course.
And when fucking, I love the dude that plays Zach Shaggy. He's in one of my favorite movies ever, SLC Punk, which I've tried to show you in the Android box. It's not working that day.
Oh, okay.
That Punk movie, fucking yeah, so good. And I watched that after. I remember like laying in my, on my fucking floor, like in my basement, yeah, when I was a young kid, and my fucking, it's just like I was like scared shitless because they did a good job at like the realistic version of it. And like the scariest parts when like they're in the tent and it's like filmed with a like legit, yeah, camera, and fucking like the tent's just shaking. I couldn't imagine just being like tortured by like, please let me in, please sir, please let me in your tent. Like, what the hell, why do you want my tent so bad? I'd be like, get the fuck in. The fact that he let them in, they just eventually went away. Guys got creeped out even thinking about that shit. Like,
just in a tent.
A tent would be, and he's alone.
I'm not gonna be able to go camping no more.
He's alone in the woods. I love, oh my god,
camping.
Whew, that would be very scary. In 2009, a Marine stationed at a camp in Lugjuni. I fucking cannot pronounce these French words. Not any of these fucking words.
Oh, it's French. Fuck that.
Lejeune was paid a visit by two small children with an infamous black eye. He was living in the barracks and was staying in there for the evening. So he's a Marine that is in the barracks, which would be where the fucking army hangs out in a sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was staying there for the evening as he answers a knock at the door.
Hello?
Hello? It was late, and this was a military base. What were kids doing there? Puzzling. As the Marine looked up and down and up, he saw that the kids had been taking a step forward towards him. He instantly felt afraid. As if he was being hunted. Because he would know what it felt like being part of the military.
Yeah.
All they do is teach you about how bad other people are when they're not bad at all. I'm shouting out Anthony Bourdain because I love that motherfucker, and rest in peace. You didn't kill yourself. The fucking Illuminati killed you. But Anthony Bourdain's a very famous chef. He has a show on Netflix you should watch, Anthony Bourdain Without Borders. I've watched Anthony Bourdain on all the shows he's ever done. He was a very good chef, but he was a drug addict too. He like did a lot of heroin, coke, fucking every drug you could imagine and shit, because that's very big in the restaurant industry. When I was being a chef, and I almost got... Like, I was,
I guess so, yeah. And they're all so damn uppity.
The
right?
biggest thing I saw in the restaurant industry when I was working as a chef for a long time was cocaine.
Yeah.
And that's a big problem. But supposedly he killed himself and all this shit. But I'm just saying that he... there was a very good episode where he went to Iran, and like a back episode, it was like years ago, but it is showing they're very fucking nice. And it's like the way they portray people in... The Western culture, our culture, is pretty fucked up based on the Eastern culture. I've already known this, but to watch it and see it specifically is, like, very interesting. Just mention that because, honestly, there's a lot of shit that we get portrayed on the shit that's fucked. Like, you know what I mean? Like, being in the military, I don't respect that much because you're just being a blind servant to a government that may not be that
maybe
great.
Maybe a group military of the state and, of people.
Yeah, a lot of military... You might be right about that in the future, but a lot of military... anyone that's in the military, anything, fucking Navy, anything... they end up coming back with PTSD, especially if you were in the fucking wars that did need to happen because it was over the land of Babylon. Okay, enough of this shit.
Yes.
So, he's at his fucking base. He's getting all these knocks, okay? All these knocks from these kids. He fucking approaches these kids. He's in the military base. Why the fuck are there kids in the military base? When he felt super afraid, he slammed the door shut, but it didn't stop. The kids continued to knock and rattle the windows. When he asked his friends if they've seen any kids the next morning, no one reported seeing a thing out of place. You know how scary that'd be? He's in, like, a security station door. I'm thinking, like, a parking lot. You know the parking lot agents when they're in those, like... Okay, little door like and little they have a little window thing. And shit. And that's where I'm thinking he kind of is. And then you're having, because he says in when I read
and
it,
these little dudes just showed up.
He
there?
In the story that I when I read upon this, he said he can see them on like the cameras, and they stood on the cameras for like a very long time and shit. Or that's another story that I'm not from fucking forgetting, but it's very creepy shit. And they were just like were harassing him.
Oh my god!
You know how crazy that'd be, and why would kids be in a military base?
Yeah. Exactly.
So fucking trippy.
Wouldn't get that far in there without someone saying something.
One young man reports a surreal experience when two boys with black eyes paid him a visit. The taller of the two boys told the man they were lost and one needed to use the bathroom. The man let them in. Shortly, a boy went straight upstairs. Just booked it upstairs. That would creep me out. The man saw the taller boy had straight black eyes. This is someone who let them in their home, right? That moment, he began to feel sick and dizzy, which I even had said. I felt like I was going to green out when I was fucking researching this
shit. Yeah, you were looking it up and everything.
Yeah, and it was tripping me out. And the boys informed him that they were sent to collect him. Some alien shit, in my opinion.
Yes.
The man felt fight or flight. The feeling immediately, he ran out the door and jumped over a fence in his yard. When he returned, the boys were vanished. Gone without a trace.
What did they go upstairs for?
He doesn't know. The kid booked it upstairs. The other kid he felt super fucking scared. He just booked it out. They were sent to collect him.
Oh.
Rape his butthole.
They were going to take the guy, but they didn't take the guy? Maybe
they did take the guy. Maybe he did. They did take the guy.
Yeah.
Maybe they raped the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe he ate a pie. I'm sorry.
Maybe he somehow died.
This is another lesson in being careful about letting in the black-eyed child or children. A mother was parked outside of a grocery store when she left her son in the van so she could go get her shopping done. Stupid mother. You're a dumb mother. When she returned, she saw her son playing with a young boy. When the boy turned around, she saw his eyes were completely black. Ooh. After the boy was shooed away, shoo, get out of here, black-eyed boy. Just, if you take out the eyed part, it sounds super racist.
Shoo off, black boy.
But they're black-eyed children. They're very pale and white. They're albino, okay? This has nothing to do with race, okay? They're just creepy-ass fucking creatures. And her son became extremely sick to the point where they had to take him to the hospitals. But doctors couldn't figure out what was infecting the boy. But he sprinkled with holy fucking water and felt better. I am fucking sure.
Yeah.
Fuck your holy water. And I was thinking about this today. I worked at a restaurant where in the downtown of this town or this city, they had a pool filled up with water, like a baby pool, out front. And there was this Christian thing that rented out Harmony Square.
Yeah.
And they wanted to baptize people. And in a fucking pool, because it's blessed by a fucking pedophile preacher
I was going to say.
It's ridiculous. Because the really water's
wanna,
blessed.
You really want to fucking bless your kid in pedophile preacher water.
People were like, yo, if you went and did that, you probably burned a fire. And I was like, honestly, if I was not working, I walked past and saw that, I would do it. Because they bring you in the water in your swimsuit because it's on a hot summer day. Yeah, it was on a hot summer day. And they had people in swimsuits because it's in this fountain area where kids can play and shit, and I would go in there, and when they start doing it, I would start feeling like I was possessed, the demons got me.
Perfect.
Yeah, and just trip everybody fucking out, drive everyone crazy.
If they ever do it again, we're going in.
Yo, we should do that. And just both freak out and
I'll put in contacts.
Yeah,
you go
contacts.
And I'll walk up and be
the demons got me. In in Staffordshire, I'm sorry, we drink on this night, I'm Canadian, and we get high, and even if we didn't drink, I'm still getting high, and I still hate pronouncing words. Staffordshire, there was an infamous sighting of a black-eyed girl about 30 years ago, and recently attention has been drawn back to the story, as this girl reportedly had been sighted again in the small town of Kanaka Chase. That sounds very native. Kanaka Chase? I'm sorry if I don't know where this is. A mother and her daughter were walking down the street when they started hearing screams. As they looked around, they saw a young girl with her hands over her eyes. The woman asked if the girl was okay, and when she pulled her arms away from her eyes, they were completely dark and black. The woman grabbed her daughter, ready to run, but when she turned around, the blackout girl was gone again.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. All right. Last year, an airman stationed at a base in Texas, oh, this may be the one I was thinking of, with special forces, got his scare of his life. As he was drinking his beer late at night, he heard a knock at the window. So he's in, stationed at a fucking another military base. He's yeah, fucking
Another knock.
And thinking it was his fellow airman needing to use the washroom, he looked through the peephole of his door and saw a teenager about 17 or 18 years old, older than what they claim to be. The teen asked, "Can I use your phone? Can I use your phone?" I don't know, like, they say it's demonic. In a plane
base.
In an, he's an airman stationed at a base in Texas, as Special Forces.
Okay.
Special Forces. Shit to do with aliens, it feels like, because they're fucking with everything, right? Can I use your phone? Pretty, like, it, like, he was audacious about, like, I'm gonna, can I use your phone? Can I use your phone, sir? Like, it was, like, very, like, prominent, right? But the airman felt uneasy, and he referred the teen to see the SP building across the street. A few minutes later, he heard a rapping at the window. Trying to make this too loud for my girlfriend sleeping upstairs. and he felt super scared, and but in effort to scare the kid off, he pulled the blinds up quickly to look at him in the eye. But the airman saw the teen was gaunt, pale, with no color, and his eyes only being black. So, like, a fucking someone who is a heroin addict but has black eyes. Like, super pale, has gaunt.
I think,
like,
it means the white of your eye.
Yeah, no, everything. The entire thing. Everything is pure black.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
It's super fucking creepy. And he smiled with a cruel, hungry expression. I'm not going to even try this because no one's going to see it, but it'd be like the Grinch. That's what I would think, with his, like, curled up smile. Okay. Very creepy. As the airman turned to get his phone, the teen was gone. Again, they just disappear. You don't let them in. You seem to be fine.
Yeah.
You let them in.
They keep coming back, maybe.
They fucking die. Many of these occurrences late into the night, which mean that some of the victims were, like, actual, like, security guards. One security guard in particular was watching over an entrance to the mall when a child knocked at the door. The child insisted on the permission to enter the premises, and the security guard saw the child with black eyes. He immediately felt afraid and saw there was no cars in the vicinity or anything to explain where this child would even come from. He shut the door, and the rest of the night, he watched the child stand perfectly still on the security camera.
What?
Isn't that super creepy?
Yeah.
Just, like, fucking, you know,
what,
like,
happens when people showed up?
Supposedly, you get, like, ill, or you get cancer, no, or you, but, die, like, or you disappear.
He's watching it. What if people showed up on the camera? How long did it stay?
I don't know. He just watched it the whole, and then until he woke up, then, like, when, or not woke up, but when the daylight broke, it probably just disappeared. That creeps me the fuck out.
No, it probably raped him too, and he was gone all fucking night.
So, what do you think this is? Let me get your opinion, and I'll say my opinion.
Well, I do believe this is aliens. I believe this is the extraterrestrials, the ETs, those short little one testicle dudes.
They don't have any testicles. Here, I'm just gonna top you off.
Exactly, that's why one testicle's an extra testicle.
You're just gonna have to take a shot of that.
Alright.
It's not that much.
It doesn't look like anything.
Here, I have something.
I don't like shots.
Shots.
But what is your opinion? I say this is alien.
This could be
more intelligent, maybe, like the Greys, though.
What they think that it might be, think about it, we've talked about it before, maybe it's the hybrids.
Exactly. Now, the Greys make the hybrids, and they'd be sending these guys, like...
Yeah, and they would look like normal children.
Kinda.
But, like, if they did inherit, inherit the Greys' eyes, they would be pure fucking black. You know what I mean? But there's also rumors that they are demons. That's what everyone from the fucking Bible seems to think.
I could see that, too.
I want to get into a Bible episode, because I'm sick of hearing all this religious shit from... I'll also be watching religious documentaries all day and then picking them apart. I always said, if you fucking bring your beliefs on me and you try to, like, challenge it with me, I can pick apart your beliefs and what you think it is and what you think it is. All the, like, the stuff to do with Jesus and the aliens and the ships and, like, the Nephilim, it all connects.
Exactly. It's all one. So these fucking creepy... Setup.
Yeah, it's all set up. These creepy fucking fuckers are definitely... 100%. I think they're probably an offset, maybe, of, like, they're... Maybe they don't even exist. I'll always say that because we have to have some sort of open mind and not just believe in everything. But
maybe there's some stoner
kids. Believe
that
a lot of shit is possible, and I believe that we're in a reality that is very able to be intersected by other realities.
Yes.
And we get different influences. 100% believe that we, if we can only see 10% of reality, that is, or and even if, less, that's like fucking crazy.
And if we have a crystal city in our hollow earth, those crystals, who knows what they're made of and what they're bringing upon us.
Okay, I guess we're doing Hollow Earth. I'm sorry, Raz, but Raz was trying to get on the podcast, a buddy that I tried to start this with, but...
I might know too much about it, though.
No, that's good. I want that. I need someone to have other info instead of me just knowing fucking everything.
That's very true.
So maybe we'll dive into Hollow Earth real soon, because that's something I've been talking about since the fucking, like, second, third episode. So, yeah, get ready for all this shit, but I think that they are maybe an offset of the Greys. Maybe they're here to abduct, but they don't have enough free will to come into their house because they're physical beings where the Greys can, like, project themselves into your house.
The Greys are robotic, right?
Yeah, they can project.
They have commands, and maybe they have to be commanded or allowed to do their simple two-worded tasks have to be agreed upon.
But I'm thinking, like, and if they were, like, Greys have the technology enough to do tractor beam technology.
Yes.
Like, that's out of our beds, or do even astral where you're sleeping and they can take your soul out of your body. Supposedly.
Maybe those are different beings.
There's a bunch of ones. We're going to get into all the different types of beings. The good alien one, Lush Pond, like... and stuff. We're gonna get into. I do want to get into the bad ones. I have a, like, I might add to the list because I have beings I really want to talk about, and then there's probably plenty more that I could research. But for the benevolent episode, but I do want to do a bad alien, like bad guys. And I told Billy that if he wants to get on one, maybe with you, me and you, we'll do, like, the war of what's going on between, like, the Palladians and the reptilians and all the shit,
like,
that's going
on. What's going on around us
right
that
now,
we're ignoring?
Because you know. Strange Brew Instagram, you know, Strange Brew Canada. Look us up if you're frisky, you know.
Frisky.
We're going to start doing eventually maybe a Facebook page. I don't know what the fuck we're going to start doing, but we're going to do some fun shit because we're not stopping. Strange Brew.
Look at the millions of people now that have had these near-death experiences and when they've left the body, when the body's died. What is the body? The body, well, about the physical body, the body's not actually physical. This is why shapeshifting is possible. If the body is solid and physical, shapeshifting would be impossible. You can't shapeshift a solid physical body to a solid physical body.
I haven't seen a shapeshift.
I've seen eyes go, I've seen eyes go.
Feel your heart race. Wake up in a dark place. Heartbeat starts to increase. Open your eyes, but it's hard to see. Close your eyes, in the dark it bleeds. Focus the light and start to breathe. Only am I the dark in me. On the ocean of the darkest sea. The ghosts that walk with me. The rope that haunted me. The voices talk in sleep. The water's not that deep. Say that's enough said. No life inside those meds. build your minds. You will come to know in time. Flow like a ghost at night. Hold my girl close to my heart. I'll go miles back to the start to understand why our paths apart, friends with matching scars. High in space, passing stars. I'll be the last to go to Mars. Reptiles with a human mask on. The illusion won't fucking last.
It's a better term, are sharing the same space without interfering with each other. That's the very close on the dial. And so these, not just reptilian, but other non-human entities, are operating just outside human sight. They have to have vehicles within our frequency band, within our world, that represent their interests, that are basically vehicles for them to manipulate our society.